Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey, everybody. Dustin's got it down. He's like, hello. So we wanted to hop on in and say hi to you guys today because we're doing something a little different. This is work-life integration, I guess. I'm still at home most of the time, so Dustin actually came to my house today to work from here. Well, we knock it out of the park for some clients and ad campaigns. We've had a really fun couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Intense. Awesome. Really intense. Really awesome. So we wanted to just come and say hi. So as you hop on in, say hello. I know that I didn't announce that we were going to come on in, but we've been working with a couple of clients that we're super, super excited about. And so we wanted to come on in and talk to you guys a little bit about what that looks like. So as you jump on, say hi. So I know we're not alone. I mean, I know I'm not, but Dustin's here. So Dustin, since you started with the agency, now here's one thing that's so crazy, you guys. Dustin actually joined on the $1 trial of SMU, right?
No. So I came in right before the $1 trial, so I paid full price. Okay, so I'm definitely a person that's screaming about the $1 trial, right?
Like, he's like, do the $1 trial. It's 1/49th of the cost of what I paid, yeah. So Dustin joined SMU, and he was actually, I would see like his payment go through every month, and I'd be like, why is he still in SMU? He hasn't taken action with this, like he hasn't made it happen. Now, granted, he was working at a huge company, and Target was actually one of his clients. And so I was like, why is he still just like here and like hanging out?
Time.
And so why were you hanging out? Like, what was the real reason?
Like, it was just something that I definitely wanted to do, and I just never got around to like finding the actual time to do it. But I got so much value out of everybody that was in SMU and you that I'm just like, I'm staying in this. I don't know why, but I'm going to stay in this. And and here we are. I got Rachel actually introduced me to Caleb, who is a partner in the agency. If you don't know, and by the way, if you don't know Caleb, you need to know Caleb because he's awesome.
Does everyone know Caleb? If you guys don't know him, I'll bring him into SMU. I'll make him come in. He has no choice.
He's super quiet, like always. He doesn't say anything. He actually just joked this morning, like, am I irrelevant because I haven't posted on my Instagram in like 3 years?
I'm like, yeah, you are completely irrelevant. But I'll bring Caleb in here because, you guys, Caleb is awesome. He's like, he's just this like monster networker,
yeah.
Brilliant negotiator, systems genius. Like, it's pretty powerful.
Yeah, Caleb's great.
So, yeah.
So Caleb and I actually connected because Rachel, Caleb used to run an agency, and Rachel suggested that he give me a call, and so we got together for coffee and thought about the potential of me joining them. That didn't work out, but Caleb and I stayed in touch, and I asked him out to coffee randomly, and he's like, well, actually, I just started as a partner with Rachel, like, you want to come to the team?
Like, and we were like,
yeah, yes. Let's do it.
So it was so fun bringing Dustin on. We've had some really cool, so you know how there's always like ebbs and flows of working with clients? Everyone knows how that goes, right? By the way, apparently I learned the worst time to do a Facebook Live is Monday afternoon. Look at the viewership. Only 10 people are watching.
That's cool. They'll catch the replay.
But you guys are here because you're loyal. So, so we've been working with a lot of clients, and you know how there's the ebbs and flows. Like, there's the good, there's the bad. Sometimes when you have like more bad campaigns and bad clients than good clients, it can feel like exhausting, right?
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But the cool thing is, like, we have a couple clients that we are absolutely beyond crushing it for. And so one of the things, like, I want to encourage everyone, because we've gone through this a lot, is recognizing your wins, recognizing what is going right, not focusing on the one thing that isn't performing exactly how you hope it will.
Yep.
Because if you focus on the wrong thing, if you focus on something that isn't going right, and that's what you're always focusing on, that's what's going to happen more and more.
Yep.
So one of the things that's kind of crazy about this business is it's a very mental game. Like, it's all mental.
It's heavy.
It really is. So we wanted to share with you guys a couple of things we're really focusing on because we are killing it for a couple clients and having so much fun. And when I say a couple, it's actually a lot. But a couple that come to mind, for example, we have one client where she used to make her name is Christy. She used to make $30,000 a year, and now she this past month has made $180,000 off of very minimal ad spend. It's been phenomenal to see her business absolutely blow up. What we will have achieved over the course of 1 month will ultimately generate $600,000 worth of revenue for her over the next year, which is just mind blowing because we're only going to spend only going to spend $47,000 on ads, and it's going to generate for her $600,000 in revenue. So we got an awesome video testimonial from her this week, and she started referring friends to us, and basically she attributes all of that to us, and we're so like honored and humbled, and we're like, no, you built the awesome business. You're the attractive character. We're just putting a turbo pack on it. But I want you guys to remember that, because sometimes we have those campaigns that don't perform, or you're sending traffic to a funnel that sucks. It is one of the worst feelings because you're being measured on something that you're not responsible for.
Yep.
Or let's say your client will only let you put up corporate pictures and you're like, we're not getting any engagement on social. It's because something is out of your control, and don't focus on that one client. Start to focus on securing bigger clients, different clients, exciting clients, ones that you're passionate about, because when that passion comes to life and you have that like awesome chemistry with a client, it is like the best feeling in the whole world. That's what we're experiencing with Christy.
Yeah.
Now you have an awesome experience right now too. Yeah.
So, and you guys will definitely hear about it, because this is going to be, I'm convinced this is going to be like a nationwide thing. Like,
yeah.
It's going to be crazy. So we have a client, his name is Chris. He's such an amazing guy. And you know what Rachel was saying, back to the point about working with clients that you love, like, Chris is a guy that we hang out with outside of the business, right? Like, he's like, oh, I'm having some friends over for a barbecue. Why don't you come throw some hawks and knives? He's got like a whole course in his garage where you just go throw some axes and stuff. And he's such an awesome guy. And he's got this huge project that he's working on. Long story short, he just built like a 160-pound Thor hammer.
like the hammer from Thor.
It's amazing.
And it's impossible to pick up with one hand.
I mean,
isn't it metaphysically impossible?
It just depends. Like, you can pick it up with one hand, but you know, if you lift, or you know, you're just strong in general, but you're not getting it past your waist. There's like no way. But his whole goal is that you have to lift it above your head, and nobody's doing that.
Like, oh yeah, that's nobody not can gonna happen. You'd break your wrist.
It's as heavy as a fridge. So so that's pretty awesome. But being able to work with him and launch this huge thing that, mm-hmm. that's gonna have such a wide reach, and so many people are gonna be impacted and affected by. It's all about battling apathy, and entrepreneurs, you know, we go through that, and it's tough, and it's something that we all fight every single day. But he's gonna be having some amazing products and services and stuff come out. And I couldn't be any more thrilled. We're already crushing the social game for him. I mean, when I say viral, like, their content is going viral. And and that's something that we're doing and we're involved with. And it's so incredible to be a part of that. So he's just one of those clients that it's like, okay, I'm on board. I'm behind this. Yeah. And have you shared with these people about August yet?
No, not like officially.
Okay. Well, we'll keep that on the wraps, but
we actually could. Do you guys want to hear something that's coming up? We've talked about it a little bit, but we haven't like full on explained how big this is going to be. Do you guys want to hear it? If you're on live, tell us. Yes, absolutely. If you're listening to the podcast after the fact, or you're watching on YouTube, awesome. You can, you know, probably watch videos about it or get tickets if it still hasn't happened yet. But if you guys want to watch it, or want to know what's happening and want to be on top of it, just let us know. Okay, looks like it's a yeah. Oh, yep. Okay, cool. So some of you guys know this, others don't.
All the deets.
So in August, we are a part of a massive, massive event that is going on at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. I'm actually going to be speaking and opening for Gary Vaynerchuk himself. The man.
Freaking incredible.
So crazy.
And we're running all the traffic for their ticket sales and all that stuff too. And yeah. So hashtag get me Gary V.
Yep.
It's going to be crazy awesome.
There's more to it too. That's so crazy. So our client Chris is going to be coming in and being a part of this too. So we found a way to take our other, like our clients, and bring them into this event. And I don't know if it'll all come together perfectly, but we're in talks. Well, he's in talks. So we're in talks with Guinness as a potential sponsor. He's in talks with Marvel all the time, it feels like,
yeah, yep.
about this whole campaign of being worthy, like with the Thor hammer. So there's so much that's all coming together. It's kind of a little bit mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's like weird to be such a big part of like these things, you're just like, you know, Rachel says all the time, I'm just a mom from Minnesota, you know, and I feel the same way. I'm like,
he's just a mom from Minnesota.
Exactly. But it's like, I cannot even believe that we're a part of this stuff. Like, mm-hmm. to have Rachel, you know, share a stage with Gary, and we're actually going to be talking with VaynerMedia on Wednesday even. Like, it just, the stuff that's happening is like, it's insane.
And I do have to say, the reason that we're talking to VaynerMedia on Wednesday, mm-hmm. I thought it was Tuesday.
But, I changed it.
Oh, perfect, Wednesday. Is because Dustin actually realized he had a connection that got us to potentially talk to VaynerMedia. And so he's the one who took initiative and stepped forward and reached for that connection. And we're going to obviously converse with that person, but it wouldn't have happened if Dustin hadn't taken action. That's why we only hire A players, and I'm serious about that. That doesn't mean we all always are at the top of our game. We all always have struggles, and there's mindset that you have to work through all the time. Me too. Yeah. There are times where I'm like, oh, why can't I get this campaign to work? And it's frustrating. And has anyone experienced that? You know, like that feeling of, I'm not getting the results that I want. I must be failing. I must be an imposter, etc. The reality is you have to just move on to the next and keep going and moving forward and finding something that you're passionate about that clicks right.
Yep.
It doesn't click with every single client. Not every Facebook ad manager, not every social media strategist is right for every client. Another great example of this is one of our clients that we took on actually last week. And her name is Stacy. She's amazing, so incredible. She is going to hit the 10X award, the 2CCX, meaning she will do $10 million in her business. And we are a massive part of that, which is so exciting. And the reason that this is going to happen is because we were the right match with her. She had been through 6 Facebook ad managers before us, struggling to scale to her goal of 3,000 leads per month.
Yep.
And ultimately what it came down to was we came in, we really understood. We asked the right questions. We asked questions that helped us to understand exactly who she wanted to reach, what her message was, et cetera. And honestly, we turned on the ads that day.
Like not even a week ago?
And started to see the leads coming in a way that was bigger than what she had had ever before. We were at like 30 leads a day. A couple days in.
The first day, yeah.
We only need 100 leads a day to help her get to $10 million in revenue in her business.
So we're going to just knock that out of the park.
We're going to just crush it in the next week. And I'm so excited. It just feels so good. But remember this. Like, remember this conversation when things don't go right. Because we have things that don't go right, too. We have times where we turn on ads and the funnel doesn't convert. And you just feel like, ah. It's so frustrating, isn't it?
Yeah. Rachel actually had to talk me off a ledge over the weekend. I just messaged her and I'm like, hey, at the risk of sounding like a complete loser, I'm going to get vulnerable here and I'm just going to talk to you about like what I'm going through. And, you know, because I have this huge goal to be like the John Parks of our agency. If you guys don't know who John Parks is.
We love John Parks.
Yes. He's the guy that runs all the ads for ClickFunnels. And so that's my goal of the agency. And you know, I just feel like I'm not doing this. I'm not where I should be or where I know I could be. But you know, when you really step back and think about all the wins you have had mm-hmm. and the successes you've had. And I mean, you know, a lot of people say, oh, soft stats don't matter. I think they matter, right? Like you can look at it and stack that up and say, no, okay, maybe this isn't working, but look at all these wins mm-hmm. we've had. And when we really step back and take a look at that stuff, I think it's not hard for us to look at the scoreboard and say, we're doing everything we should, and sure, we don't have our greatest game every day, mm-hmm. but in the long run, we're killing it. So, you know, just remembering that and stepping mm-hmm. back and killing those self-limiting beliefs and those self-doubts and whatever, and really just taking control of that and saying, you know what? No, I'm awesome. I know I'm awesome. Mm-hmm. And here's some of the proof as to why I'm awesome. And it doesn't stop there. You get better every day, but just remembering like, all of my worth and value isn't in this one client or this one campaign.
Amen. And the thing that's so huge about this is what you focus on becomes the reality.
For sure.
So if you start to focus, and this is what Dustin and I were starting to talk about this weekend, if you focus on what isn't going right, it's going to happen more and more. It becomes a cycle. Suddenly you feel like you can't perform for anyone. It rocks your mindset.
It becomes your entire attitude.
Absolutely. And if you focus instead on what is going right, you're going to attract more clients where the relationship is right. Everything's killing it. Suddenly you're on top of your game. You're not second guessing yourself. If you're someone who's like, I hop onto sales calls and I just can't do anything right, and it feels like I can never close a client, listen to the track that's going on in your mind. How are you speaking about yourself? How are you speaking about yourself to others? Are you already down on yourself before you even hopped on that call? Because if that's the case, that's going to become a cycle over and over. You know, you hop on the call and then you're bummed out because they don't want to work with you. And then you tell yourself you're worthless. You have to break that now if you want to be successful.
Yeah.
That's one of the things. I love studying athletes and celebrities. I think that they're very inspiring because they all have pushed forward and broken through that mindset, the average mindset. They've all decided, yeah, we're going to lose. And most athletes lose a lot of games.
LeBron James is one of the greatest players of all time, and he's about to get swept out of the NBA finals. Like,
it happens. And guess who's going to probably come back next year and knock it out of the park?
Yep.
Although I don't think they knock it out of the park. They get the layup. They get the layup.
I had to explain what a layup to Rachel was. Like, I was like, oh, thanks for the layup. And she's like, what's that?
I was like, I'm going to Steph Curry it down the court. And I'm like, I have no idea what I'm talking about. But we were using all these basketball analogies that I was using wrong. But the reality is he's going to come back next year probably and absolutely dominate the game because he's not going to let one time of getting swept out of the NBA finals.
You got it right.
There we go. Affect his future.
Yep.
So you have to decide today, am I going to get back in the game? Am I going to come back, you know, next year, next call, next week, and be there 100%? Because if you don't, you will never have the ability to blow businesses up in a way that feels so good. How good does it feel when we see it happening?
It's amazing.
Best feeling in the whole world. When we see our clients succeeding, we're like, that's absolutely right. We got to play a part and it feels awesome. We can transform lives. I'm serious.
It's the best. And when you approach it with that attitude, not just like, don't get me wrong, like, of course we want to make a lot of money. That's why we're in business. That's why we go through the hardships. Mm-hmm. And this stuff isn't easy. Let me tell you, being firsthand and growing this agency out, it will beat you down. Like, if you let it, mm-hmm. it messes with your mind. It's one of the toughest things I've ever done, but man, is it so rewarding. But when your why and your purpose is deeper than we're going to make a lot of money and we're going to have, you know, everything in the world, don't get me wrong. That stuff's going to come too. Like, it's no secret. I share with Rachel and Caleb every day. My goal is to make myself and both of you very, very wealthy. Like, that is 100% part of that goal, but it goes deeper than that. It's about when we take on a client like Christy, or we blow up a guy like Chris and his brand, we are changing their lives fundamentally forever. Like, it's incredible. And when that becomes your why, and we come to the office every day with the purpose that we are gonna change the lives of our clients and their families and their children and their children's children, right? Like, that's the goal, then it becomes so much easier to remember who you are, why you're doing what you're doing, and why you're going to continue to press on. So,
absolutely. I love it. And so, like we said, we're working from my house today, which is kind of funny. That's a part of the beauty of this balance of work-life integration, especially since I just had a baby a couple weeks ago. It's a little different. I'll probably be in the office soon, but we'll see. We'll see exactly what it all looks like. So thank you so much for joining. If you're watching this on the Facebook Live, SMU crew, we love you guys. You're awesome. If you're listening to this on the podcast, because that's right, this is coming from a Facebook Live being turned into a podcast and a YouTube episode.
Shout out Peng Jun.
Hey, yo. We love content syndication. Thank you so much, guys. We'll see you later. Have such a good Monday. Peace.